RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it may not seem like it because in some parts, in many parts of the country, there's still snow on the ground. And so you might not even be thinking about summer unless you're thinking about it longingly. However, the forms are out. It's time to sign up for summer camp. It really is. And these camps fill up, and they've put out all their sign-up sheets now, and you have to start thinking for your family about what you're going to do for your children to keep them active and happy in the summer so they don't just sit there and stare at video games every day and all the time. My guest is Dr. Allison Tothy. She's the Section Chief and Medical Director of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at the University of Chicago Comer Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tothy. Summer camp, really, people are starting to have to deal with this now, even though it doesn't seem like the right time.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me. Yep, it is. I mean, a lot of camps are already full even. A lot of, particularly overnight camps, have started to, you know, they started to fill up in October and November already. So we're just at the right time right now to start thinking about summer.
Well,
which is
okay,
hard to believe in Chicago.
It really is. But people are listening from all over the country, so maybe not
right.
So much. But
right.
What do we start looking for? So what's the first thing when you think about your child, whether or not they want to do sleepaway or day camp? What are their interests? What do you start thinking about? How do you decide?
Well, I think you think about all of it sort of at the same time. One, you as a parent know your child best, and you know how they're developing, what their interests are, and that's going to help guide you when you think about camps. There are a variety of different options out there. I believe that overnight camp, if it's an option for you and your child and your family, is a great option. It allows children to start developing some independence and develop skill sets that they probably have never had the opportunity to have. It allows them to start taking care of themselves, which they might not be getting at home. But day camps are a great option as well. Most importantly, I completely agree with what you said in the beginning. Left to their own devices, most kids want to sit and play on their, play on the computer or play their video game or play on their iPad or iPhone, and getting them outside, running around, doing group and independent activities, a lot of them around different skills that they don't get during the school year, is really, really important for kids.
It is, and I know that, it's almost like a punishment today. Back in our day, your punishment was you can't go outside. Really? What am I going to do inside? Now
right.
I actually say to my kids, get outside. And they say, well, what are we going to do out there? Really? So parents also have to be creative for these summer activities and things to think of. Now, camps, when you look at what they have and what they offer, price, certainly, Dr. Tothy, is an issue for parents.
Yep.
It certainly has to be an issue. So what do you do? You have to see what you can afford first and then look around for the camps that suit your needs based on your price range?
Yeah, I would probably even think about it the other way. I would think about what kind of camp is going to work for my kid, what is going to work for my family. Is it going to be an overnight camp? Are they going to go away for 8 weeks? Are they going to go away for a week? Or am I going to find a camp that is 2 or 3 days? And then fill in the pieces around that. There are a lot of camps that are one-week camps, three-day camps that are for overnight camps that are all different prices. Different youth groups and churches and, synagogues have camps. YMCA, park districts have camps. They're all different ranges. And then there are private camps, both overnight and day camps, and everything in between. So there are a lot of options at different price points for kids to enjoy their summers and to be outside and to be active with other children. And so I think one of the most important things is deciding what's sort of the right fit. What am I looking for my child? And some children, a lot of children can tell their parents, I'm ready to go away. I want to go away. Or, you know what, I don't want to go away for camp, but I want to be busy all day. And some kids need a little more direction, absolutely.
What about safety? How do you find out if a camp that you're looking at, I mean, obviously our children are our most precious resource, and how
right.
do you find out if the camp you want to send them to is safe, if they've had, you know, God forbid, drowning incidents, if they've had incidents on the riflery range or the archery range or, you know, any of those things that you sit there and imagine the most terrible things in your brain, how do you find out whether or not these things have happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're taking a lot for granted by sending our children to a camp, right? You're entrusting them to someone else to be responsible for and keep them safe. And that is a huge, huge risk. And it's a little bit different than saying I'm going to send your kid, you know, I'm sending my kid to school and they're staying safe. Camp is a whole different summer is a whole different world, I believe, for safety. There are a variety of different ways. The American Camping Association has a lot of regulations that they have put in place to accredit camps around safety standards, and so that's one place to look. States have very, very strict regulations around safety as well, and so that's another thing to look at a camp from an accreditation process, to look at a camp from ask what their safety policies are, ask if they have met all of their criteria for state accreditation, for local accreditation. So those are some of the choices. The other is also word of mouth. I certainly would try to ask as many parents as you know that are at, you know, that send their children to camp to talk to them. It is not unreasonable if you are looking at a new camp to ask the camp if you can talk to some parents who've sent their children to that camp for more for peace of mind. From the specific safety accreditation places, the American Camping Association is one of the accreditation processes that is very, very stringent around camp safety.
Okay, so safety, and then the other thing parents worry about, besides social issues, and we don't have a lot of time left, only about probably 2 minutes max, but we worry about social issues, whether our children will make friends and be lonely and be homesick, and we worry about nutrition to make sure that they're getting fed well.
Yep.
How do we deal with those two things kind of quickly?
Yep, sure. Kids are fine. They're extremely resilient, and what worries us about making friends does not worry your children. And, you know, I equate it with you used to drop off your toddler or you would leave for the night and your babysitter and you'd hear them screaming in the background, and 3 minutes later your child was fine. It's sort of the same thing at camp. Kids go to camp and they have a great time and they run themselves ragged. They're so tired by the end of the day they collapse in their bed. They get up, they do it again. They don't have time to remember that they're homesick because they're having so much fun at camp. The food part, camp is a chance to try new things that kids have not tried before, and one of the things is food. But there's, you know, a variety of different foods at camp, and they make do.
Yeah, and hopefully the camp is feeding them healthy instead of just
mush
and junk food. And, you know, so certainly checking out the menus and things is always probably an option. Maybe choosing, helping your child choose those healthier foods if they get a choice. In 30 seconds, Dr. Tothi, wrap it up. Your best advice for choosing summer camp coming up. It's time now.
I think that camp in any form is a great option. It promotes, you know, kids being active, playing outside, being with other kids, and most importantly, learning skill sets that, you know, will carry them through for the rest of their lives.
So it is time, even though it doesn't seem like it, parents, it's time to start thinking about what you want to plan for your children for the summer. I know I'm already filling out forms for next year for school for my child, so it happens early, and you have to be a planner. Talk to your children, communicate, find out what they want to do as well, and don't let them sit in front of video games. Make a plan. Get them out there. Get them active. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.